Opinionated,
your favorite best friend book club podcast
with Liz
and Pooh
and Gammy.
Yeah.
Hey, folks. Editor Liz jumping in real quick here. Somehow, in the excitement of recording our first ever new type of episode, we completely forgot to give you our podcast rating. That being said, we are an explicit podcast. We are adults who say adult things about adult books. We talk about sexy time and we say bad words. In fact, Gams pretty much immediately says a bad word after this warning. So please just be mindful of anyone who might be listening alongside you. Hope you enjoy.
Yeah.
What are we doing today?
No, seriously, like, what are we doing?
Did we actually plan for this?
Oh my God. Okay, we're doing a Hear Me Out episode, our first one.
Hear me out, bitch. Hear me out, bitch.
I'm so excited.
Really? We have a theme song now. I didn't know we had a theme song. We have a theme song.
That is now, like, the official.
It's a thing now. Okay. So, are you guys ready?
I am ready, and I think Liz is about to do her first ever official Hear Me Out on the podcast. Let's do it.
So excited. I've been, like, holding on to this one forever. I think I've mentioned it to you guys in passing a couple of times, but as we mentioned at the end of our last episode, I'm going to try and convince you guys to read Manigold. I'm going to try and pronounce her name. I'm not sure if it's right because it's a fan fiction author. Senlin Yu. It's all one word. So hopefully I'm not mispronouncing that. If I am, I am sorry. Please correct me. Okay. So as I said, this is a fan fiction that was originally on archive of our own and was taken off at the end of 2024 because this girl getting published. She has rewritten the story to be completely original with original characters in an original world. And it is coming out in October of 2025. However, that being said, actually, before we were on camera today, Pooh and I were having a really interesting conversation about fanfic. We were talking about how things that get rewritten and republished, they're still good. They're still the same story, but they lose something. And I feel like it's a disservice to this author to not read this story as it was originally intended. Okay?
Wow. Okay.
This is serious. So I'm so serious about this, you guys. Okay. So I actually wrote out bullet points because I get so emotional and excited about this book that I tend to spoil it. So I'm going to try and stick to my bullet points. Okay. So Manigold. It is not just a fan fiction. And I have a confession for you guys. I really don't read fan fiction.
You weren't like a Wattpad kid?
I really wasn't.
Oh,
I don't.
Oh my God.
I still read Wattpad.
I still
read my One Direction fan fiction to this day.
That's amazing. And you need to send me the good ones. So I don't know why. Like, I've been a reader since I could read, period. Like, since I picked up my first Junie B. Jones book and realized I could understand what was happening. Like, I love to read. I have read all of the crappy vampire books growing up as a big Twilight girl. And I always had my own stupid ass ideas for fan fiction. Like, I knew what I would have written and what I wanted these characters to, like, now kiss. But, like, I never read it. I don't know why. I just never gravitated towards it until my senior year of high school, my best friend at the time, shout out Laura, if you ever find this. It would be weird if you did. We haven't talked since high school, but you're cool.
Welcome to the book club.
Yeah. She recommended I read a fanfic, a Draco and Hermione fanfic called Isolation by Bex Chan. And holy crap, I fell in love. This ship is everything to me. It was so well written. It was really interesting, but it was like something about it wasn't like world ending to me. And after that, I was like, that was really great. And I just never picked up another fanfiction after that. So finally, after years, I've been on Bookstagram. I've done all of the things. I started seeing this one pop up. A bunch of Hermione fanfics are popular on Bookstagram for those who were in the fanfiction community, especially the Harry Potter community. But the one that pops up over and over again is Manigold. And I finally was like, you know what? I really enjoyed this ship. I'm going to give it a chance. And I read it. Guys, this book is fucking devastating.
Oh, no.
Most amazing way. I can't even tell you. And I'm calling it a book and not a fan fiction because even though it's not published because she doesn't own the rights to the characters in the world, it is better written than 90% of what is on. I'm not even going to say what's on Kindle Unlimited. It's better than a lot of books that I've read, period. Like, she's up there with some of the best authors I've written.
This is high praise.
Incredibly talented. Her world building skills are next to none. And I know that it's a bit of an unfair advantage. Like, she clearly had somewhere to start from, right? Like, she was building off of the existing Harry Potter world, but she made it so much more real in a really interesting way.
a lot of people do that. A lot of fan issues start with like, oh, I got my idea from this. Mm-hmm. And even though you changed and adapted it, you have to give credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
You didn't come up with it by yourself. You thought, if I wrote that, I would do this.
Yes, but it's not like she just twisted a few elements. And I don't know. Again, I haven't read that much fan fiction, so this could be typical. But like, she took Harry Potter's a YA series. Like, it's written for kids to grow up with as they read it. Like,
yeah.
I don't know about you guys. You guys actually haven't read it at all. But like, reading Harry Potter, I read it around when I was the same age as the characters, like a little younger. Like, so reading it, I grew up with Harry Potter, with Hermione, with Ron. So it's definitely a coming of age novel, but even when he's an adult, he's 17 in the last book. Like, it's still very rose colored glasses. There's this huge epic thing. And spoiler alert for those of you who haven't read Harry Potter, I don't know how you don't know this, but there's a whole war going on between the people who were born a witch, like with magical parents, and the people who have magic without magical parents. And there's like a big, big thing going on between like the pure bloods and the non pure bloods, the mud bloods and the half bloods and whatever you call them. This book takes that and like makes it as dark as you would think a gritty, nasty race war would be, because that's what this book is. And like, Harry Potter tackles death and loved ones dying and like the very, very surface level of the cost of war. This book dives into the real cost of war, like how there are worse things than death and like the real. I don't even know. I don't have words. Like, it's,
she's so excited,
it is
guys.
So
for those of you that aren't watching this on YouTube, like, she is so hyped right
she's
now.
She's like bouncing in her
seat. I'm bouncing up and down.
Bouncing, and like, I'm using my so Italian excited. Hands. You guys, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to go back to my bite. This is why I needed bullet points.
She okay. knew this was going to happen. She came prepared.
So I read this about 3 years ago now. I've reread it twice since. I still think about it at least once a week. Like, it is tattooed on my soul, you guys. Like, it's such a part of me. Okay. Yeah. So I personally believe that this is a story that demands to be reread. Without spoiling it, it is written in two parts, and the second part is in flashback. And knowing everything you do after finishing the story makes rereading it so much more interesting. Like, you're thinking about the motivations of characters that you wouldn't have suspected initially, and it's so great. Okay, so this one is specifically geared towards Pooh. Pooh, I know you love your possessive MMCs. Yeah. This has that in spades. Like, it's very obvious. It's a Draco Hermione fanfic. Obviously, Draco is the main character, and he and Hermione fought in love, and that's all the whole thing. But dude, let me tell you, the way that Draco Malfoy is written in this book, you are going to fall in love with him. He is like possessive. And like, touch her and die. And it's very, she falls first, he falls harder. And it's so good. And you guys, the smut is smutting.
It's smutting.
It's smutting. Let me tell you.
Let me just say that I've watched all of the Harry Potter movies, and I know that that doesn't really apply much. But the fact that you're saying Dracoy or Dracoy is like
Draco.
Draco. Yep, I knew that.
You're doing great.
I'm a real fan. Ha ha. He wasn't my favorite. So you're going to have to do a little bit of more convincing on this, because what the fuck do you mean?
Okay. So yeah. That's actually a really good thing to point out. So it's definitely a thing. Like, fan fiction authors don't have to, like, she's building off of something that already exists. And movie Draco sucks. He's in the movie for like 5 minutes, and they try to give him this like half-assed teeny tiny little redemption arc in the movie. It's not shit. The books do a little bit of a better job. He's actually a really interesting character. He's kind of like a, I don't know if this is a hot take. I don't think it's that hot of a take. He's kind of like a look at nature versus nurture. He is raised in a pure blood family. He was raised being told basically that he is the Aryan race, dude. Like, there is no one better than him, and anybody who wasn't born and raised like him is wrong. He's a product of his upbringing. And you kind of like see cracks in it towards the end of the book, but this fiction does a really good job of taking those cracks and just like busting them wide open. Like, he becomes much more of a aware person about what's actually going on, and the fact that his upbringing is not the only way of thinking. Much earlier on in the series,
And he, I'm sure you could have surmised this, but like he becomes a spy and like works for the good guys because obviously why else would Hermione love him? So like it's really interesting. He's still that morally gray character. Like he still would burn the world down if it wasn't for Hermione and the one other person he cares about, which I won't talk more about because that's a spoiler.
Well, we would love male characters who would burn the world down. We love morally gray characters. We love them.
He's true morally gray. Like, if it weren't for Hermione and this one other character, it's he might still fight for the right side, but he wouldn't be doing it for the same reasons as everyone else. He fights for the right side because of the people he loves, and he is willing to burn the world down to protect them.
Sounds like something else we just read.
This is sounding interesting.
It's so good. Let's talk Hermione. So the main character, the POV that we actually follow, the protagonist is Hermione. And she's, obviously, she's my favorite literary character of all time, so I'm very biased. But they take a young adult character, and they turn her into a full-fledged, badass, female main character, like the kind you would expect to see in any romantasy book. And she's so brilliant and so smart. And I think I've told you guys this a couple of times, and I think I even said it on camera during our On a Storm episode. But I hate when main characters, or any character really, is told to you to be smart. Like, this is such a clever person. Like, this girl is brilliant. But then they never actually show that through the character. Hermione's actually fucking brilliant. The clever ways she works her way out of situations and, like, the creative solutions and the problem solving that she tackles in this book are amazing. It makes you root for her. And she's a badass. Like, she's not a fighter, but she would turn into one for the people she loves. And it's so fun to watch.
That's good. You love it. I read the first book. And I didn't like Hermione.
Oh, no, she sucks in the first book.
She's stuck up little bitch.
Insufferable.
Like, I'm so smart. I'm so much better than you guys. Like, shut the fuck up. Nobody you. Shut up.
She grows on you.
Hot take.
Yeah. No. Everyone hated Hermione in the first book.
If you only read the first book like I have, you know, like, you don't see her later in the series when she evolves as a character. Yeah. I've only seen, like, Hermione at the start, and it's just kind of like, nobody likes you. Nobody really wants to be your fucking
you
friend.
You fucking nerd. Yeah. You nerd-ass bitch. Get out of here.
So that actually brings up a really fun point to this that I want to talk about. So you don't have to read Harry Potter or even watch the movies to read this fan fiction.
Okay.
And I thought about this a lot. I spent a little time on Reddit, like, do you think you need to know what's going on here? And while I think it gives you some more context on, like, the relationships developing in school, like, from the actual canon, everything that you need to know is explained to you and then developed on further in the fan fiction that you don't need to know the series. Like, you need to understand the basic premise, which I'm pretty sure you guys do. You've seen the movies and read the book. You need to understand that the big bad guy, Voldemort, wants to kill all of the Mudbloods. And really, his main goal is to live forever. And he's using that as a platform for starting this war so he can do so. But, like, that's it. That's the only context you need. Everything else is explained. And I think it makes the world even more interesting if you don't have all that backstory. If you don't have to separate yourself from the original story. You can just live in this world with these characters. It's much more adult than the Harry Potter series.
So now, as passionate as you feel, is Hermione your favorite literary character because of this fanfic or because of Harry Potter?
Ooh.
I like this version of her in this fanfic more than I do canon Hermione. But Hermione is more my favorite literary character because of my, like, reading history. Because I grew up with her more than, like, there's a lot of badass female main characters that I could say are my favorite literary characters. And it would definitely be one of the badass female main characters. Like, Bryce Quinlan from Crescent City.
Here we go. But brought this up again. We're back.
I'm never going to stop talking about Crescent City until you bitches read it. We can do hear me out about that too. Anyway, but no, that's why, because I grew up with her, but this does definitely have an impact on that.
So what would you say, like, if you had to give it, like, a genre, like, what would you say? Romanticy?
It's grimdark romanticy.
Cool.
It's so romanticy. Like, the romance is definitely the main point of this, but it's fucking dark. I feel like we should post this one has some serious trigger warnings. And I know you guys are fine.
Love trigger, like, warnings.
The menu.
Yeah.
Like, it's the menu.
Oh my god.
No such thing as a trigger.
Definitely
warning.
Like, the menu. Do not read this fanfic, this book, without reading the trigger warnings first and making sure that you're okay with everything in it.
I will tell you. So I feel like this is the first thing I should have told you rather than just like how emotionally attached I am to it. This fanfic was written as a cross between The Handmaid's Tale and Harry Potter.
Okay. All right. You got me.
And that's like my only complaint that I could say is it definitely like it is what it says on the package. It is The Handmaid's Tale and Harry Potter. Like it's I don't know how to say more than that without spoiling things, but.
Do you know about how long it is? Is it going to be a short read? Is it going to be like a we're investing some time into this?
So I you know what? I will edit this in. Editorless is going to pop in here because it me, Editorless. Manacled is an incredibly long story. It has 77 chapters and it is 876 pages long, which makes it nearly double the length of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. However, it is actually available as an audiobook as well, so if you prefer to listen rather than read, that's an option you can do.
Yeah. That's always something to consider.
Yeah.
And, like, taking on new things. Mm-hmm. But I'm liking everything that I'm hearing so far. I don't know about you,
so guys. Now, what if you haven't read The Handmaid's Tale? Because I haven't.
You don't need to.
You can get the premise. We're living it.
Yeah. That one's, like, it's much less important that you understand anything about The Handmaid's Tale than you do this. But, like, if you know The Handmaid's Tale, you're going to read this and go, this is the Harry Potter characters in The Handmaid's Tale in the first start of it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Anything else to sweeten the deal?
I'm not going to spoil this. But the last line.
Spoil it.
I can't spoil with it. You too.
Spoil it.
We the love spoilers. The last line of this book.
No, you fucking love spoilers.
She's the spoil queen.
I still like, read it. It's not like I don't read it.
No, like we legit have to like mute the group chat when she texts in it. If we haven't like caught up to where she is in a book, because she will spoil it immediately. Like she'll read it and be like, guys, I know you haven't even started this book yet, but guess fucking what?
Yeah. This is how it ends. And it was crazy.
Reading
bitch.
Is oh, my you, whole you mean personality. That, you mean that so one I get part? Too excited. Okay.
You mean that one part where everyone's devastated?
Bro! You mean when anyone dies? Wait, I'm not kidding. At this point, Pooh is not allowed to read books before the two of us do, because if she does, she's going to spoil it.
And she's such a quick reader that like we start them first.
Yeah.
We start them first because
she's like, you guys on the last page yet? When you're on the last page, let me know. I'll start it and still beat you. Yeah. Oh, it's wild.
What were you going to say, Liz?
I have no idea. Okay, no. The last line of this book. You guys. The last line of this book is going to have you dying. You are going to cry. I'm not exaggerating when I say, please, when you get close to the end of this book,
the emotional
I want you to set up your book. Yes. I want you to set up your phone and I want you to record you finishing the end of the book because I think that would be a really fun reel for our socials just to watch you guys lose your shit.
Wait, no. Yeah. I think I'm changing my mind. I don't think I can do this.
No, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's not.
I'm so scared.
It's a happy ending. I think it's a happy ending.
I think she's fucking lying to us, guys.
Oh, it's so good.
I don't think I would be that upset if it was a happy ending.
No, I know, right?
No. That was like when Divergent ended and everybody was like, it's going to be cool. It's going to be
can't.
Cool. And then that one main character that was really important was dead. And that- she's like, what the fuck?
Spoiler warning! Spoiler warning!
Anyone who was
at Divergent!
I didn't say who was!
That's our girl. I mean, our girl.
To be fair, if you're listening to bookish podcasts and you haven't read Divergent, I've got a couple.
I mean, we haven't read Harry Potter, so.
Yeah, you guys are weird.
Preach.
Okay, I think that's pretty much, I mean, like, I could go on forever about this book, but I think I should cut it off there, because I'm going to start rambling soon.
Okay, I think that was really persuasive. I think I might be in. Pooh?
Yeah. We can.
Yes. And so, as I mentioned at the beginning of this, because she is publishing this as a full-on book that has been rewritten to be fully original, the actual original, I don't know what to call it, because I want to call it a book, but it's a fan fiction. The actual fan fiction is no longer on Archive of Our Own. However, I downloaded it because you can do that. There's nothing wrong with it. But like, I downloaded it. I will leave a
sounds link. Illegal to me.
Archive of Our Own actually lets you download books. And it was actually in the notes when it was getting taken down. She had it up for about a year. Like, hey, this is going down because I'm publishing at the end of the year. If you want it, download it now. So it's no longer there, but I will put a link to the manuscript in our show notes and obviously provide you too with that
link
as well.
She's the hookup. She's the hookup.
Yeah. Please don't crash my Dropbox.
All right, guys. So I guess that means it's Gam's turn with her. Hear me out.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready?
Never.
All right. So I'm going to be convincing you guys to read The Dragon Bones by Inez Johnson. Okay. So if you're watching this on YouTube, I have it here. She's beautiful. I'll also post it on
It's a really
socials.
Pretty cover.
It is really pretty. So I'm going to say three words.
Immortals. Why choose? I'm in.
Yeah. And that's the end of the episode, folks.
Goodbye. See you guys next time on Overbooked and Opinionated. And Badass FMC.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So this book is actually written by a local author that we actually had the privilege to meet. She had a stand at the Barnes and Nobles that we were at. So I actually have this copy autographed by her. It is signed to me. It is personalized. I actually really loved it. So I gave this book a 4 out of 5 stars. Okay.
That's a lot. That's big.
That's high. Yeah. No. So I'm not going to spoil anything, but this book was so interesting. The world is so good. The female main character, she's a doctor. She's like an archaeologist, and Ooh. She, it's so cool. And she really spends her time fighting Tome Raiders.
Tome Raiders?
Tomb Raiders.
Tomb. Yeah, she like, Tomb. she fights them, and it turns out that like nothing that you think is happening is actually what is happening on the Ooh. Page. It's so interesting. There's a couple twists and turns in there, and this book was just so cool to me. You know, it gave me, I watched this movie with Will Smith. Do you guys remember the movie? Will Smith, They're Immortals. What is it?
You're gonna have to give us more than that.
Yeah, I know. Hold on. Brief pause. It's so good. But there are mortals in the movie, and that's like what it gave me. And there's two men, and they're both really interesting. One is like a broody, miserable billionaire.
Ooh.
And the other one is fucking obsessed with her. He's like a French painter.
Is he a French model?
No, but he worships this woman's body. Okay.
Oh.
It's not like overly spicy. There are like some spicy parts in it, but it's not overly spicy. Hancock! Yes, that is it. So it gives me some Hancock vibes.
Okay. Which I love like, that movie.
Yeah, I love that movie. And I don't usually see that too often in books. So this was like really interesting. I haven't read anything like this before, which I thought was really cool. And at the end, this badass female main character is really all about her fucking self. And I love that. Like, it's awesome. Not like my, she's not like, I don't want to spoil anything, but like the men, her life doesn't revolve around the men in the story. Like she that. Is the story, and we fucking love
yes,
that. Right?
Love that.
Yes. Oh my gosh. It was so good. Inez, you fucking killed it, bitch. Thank you so much. This book was so good. I cannot wait for the girls to read it. I really hope they do. I think the back didn't do her much justice. Like the description in the back
right?
Didn't do much justice to the story, because like reading the back I was like, okay, I think I'm gonna like this, but I don't have like super high hopes. Dude, no way. It was so freaking good. So in the back she even compares it. She says, a hot urban fantasy featuring spine-tingling adventure, twists on historical mysteries, and thrilling romance, where Tomb Raider oh my god meets Indiana Jones and then forever.
Oh,
so it was really, really interesting, guys. It was so cool. And there's another girl in the story. They become friends and they're both badasses. Like they are both just really cool women. And they really support each other. And they're just badass bitches. I love it. It is so good. Mine's definitely going to be shorter than Liz's. This book is a really quick read. So I would say this is a fantasy. There's like some romance in it, but it's really not heavily centered on the romance bit. You get a little bit of spice, but the entire story isn't spice. You don't lose the plot. There is a plot through and through. It follows and it makes sense. And there's actually a couple points where you're like, oh shit, she actually got me a couple times, with the twists and turns.
Wow.
I thought I knew where it was headed.
That's big for you.
I know.
You don't get got a lot.
I know. And I think because this isn't like a typical mystery, it wasn't like a whodunit, but it was just like, I was expecting the story to go one way and it was not. Like, she paints this great picture and I definitely let my guard down because I was so like enamored with this female main character and it didn't go where I thought it was going. And I was like, oh boy. So this book is about 320 pages, not too bad. It's also on Kindle Unlimited. You can find it at any bookstore. It is so good, guys. It is so good. And she has more in this series that Ooh. Follows this world and follows this female main character and the friend that she makes in the book. And the second book, guys, is about Greek gods and goddesses. So... I know, Pooh, that is like right up so your fucking alley. So I definitely think this has potential to continue on. And I think I'm really going to like the second one as well. It is definitely on my TBR. And this was definitely one of my favorites.
Is there only two? Have you looked for
no, the No, oh my are? Gosh, it gets higher. I think I saw like five total and they all seem to be different adventures. So this one's more like... Tomb Raiding and Indiana Jones. The next one is Greek mythology. So Ooh. Like that is so cool that she's like tackling all of these worlds. Now I don't want to hype up the second book too much because I haven't read it yet, but with what she did with the first one, I'm very excited to read the second and to see where we go, because the first one was incredible. I really liked it. And I think the only reason it didn't get like a complete 5 stars for me is just because it was like kind of short and it was just like, there's so much about this world that I want to know. I want to know more about these immortals. And I think we might get that in like the future books. And she just continues to build onto the world. So it's definitely a really good, quick read. And I think everyone should add it to their.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. I mean, I was in when you said why choose, but.
Oh my God. It was so good. You guys definitely have to let me know what you thought about this one, because it was good. You guys can borrow my copy. If you want, let me know.
I'm so excited. We have copies, the two of us. We met her too.
She was actually really cool. She gave us free stickers.
She was the first one who bullied us into coming over to the table.
Bully is
a gentle bullying, a kind bullying.
She definitely, we were kind of a little nervous.
We were being socially awkward. We were just like,
I was not present for this. I would like to say, I was bullied by Gams, okay? Yep. I was physically dragged over to these tables and spent far more money than I was.
Okay, but they had mafia romance books, and once we found that out, like
we said,
it's
the most poo coded thing I've ever heard.
Correct.
Yeah,
and she knows it.
I'm really excited to read this now, actually.
Yeah, so I got something to add to your TBRs, and anyone at home, if you guys read this book, let me know what you think. Genuinely, I want to hear it, because I really found it enjoyable. It was very different than any of the fantasies that I've been reading lately. So it was like really refreshing. I liked it.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Awesome. I think that concludes our first Hear Me Out episode ever.
Oh my goodness, guys. We did it. Let me know. If you guys read both of them, let us know who won this Hear Me Out.
It was me.
Who sold theirs better? I think it was Liz.
Oh!
I think it's Liz. Because she was so passionate about that book, right? And I feel like something that she's read 1,000,002 times doesn't compare to
three times.
I finished today.
Three times. I read it three times. But yeah, that's fair. I just think you guys are going to love it. And I know, like, it's definitely one of those books that, like, you're like, fan fiction, Hermione, especially in today's climate where J.K. Rowling sucks. Like, this, you know what? I threw my microphone. That's
She's
actually
so passionate.
I love this book so much. Last time I will talk about it, I promise. But I feel like this is a fantastic way. If you're at all intrigued by Harry Potter and don't want to support J.K. Rowling, this is the way to do it, man. She gets no money off of fan fiction.
That's a really good point, actually. I like that.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gents, thank you so much for tuning in. And we hope you liked our first ever Hear Me Out episode.
Mm-hmm. Let us know what you think. And if you guys have ever read them, if you think we did a good job representing these books. Yeah.
Leave us a comment. Talk to us. Get engaged. We want to hear what you guys think. You guys are in the book club now, okay?
Yeah.
You're very special. We love you.
Please stop kissing that mic. That's my mic.
Sorry.
Don't see a shark coming, you'll be running when I'm ready.
Alrighty, that's a wrap on our first ever Hear Me Out episode. And listen, it wasn't a competition. If it were, I would never hear the end of it from Gammy. So we're just going to call it a tie. It's just safer that way. All right. Before we sign off, we just want to say a massive thank you to everyone who's been showing us so much love and support, especially on TikTok. You guys are killing it there. We are completely blown away by how many of you have joined our little book club so far, and we're so excited to keep growing this chaotic, opinionated corner of the bookish internet together. And don't forget, May is Brain Cancer Awareness Month. In May, we wear gray for M and for every reader, friend, or family member affected by brain cancer. You'll find a link to donate in our show notes, and we are so grateful to those of you who have already shown your support. We love you, Em. A quick audio note, you might have noticed things sound a little different than our last episode. That's because, as mentioned before, we batch record these, and this episode was recorded before we slipped in our ACOTAR episode to hit that 10-year anniversary date. This was recorded back when I thought that using multiple USB condenser mics for a podcast was a brilliant idea. Spoiler alert, it wasn't. But hey, we're learning, we're growing, and the audio is going to keep getting better every week. Hopefully. Alrighty, if you're enjoying the pod, please rate and share it. Seriously, it helps so much to get our brand new show in front of more potential book club members. Help us keep the chaos going. And finally, you can find us on social media. We're on Instagram at overbooked.opinionated. We're on TikTok at overbookedopinion and on Facebook at overbookedandopinionated. You can join our book club on Fable. Fable is a social reading app where you can share your thoughts on books and find new ones. It's where our book club has lived ever before it was a podcast. And finally, you can catch every episode, all of our show notes, and maybe some bonus tidbits over at overbookedandopinionated.com. And until next time, may your morally gray men be worth the emotional damage, and may your book hangovers be cured only by a fanfic you'd be embarrassed to explain in public. See you next time.
Yep. You're very special. We love you.
Please stop kissing that mic. That's my mic.
Sorry. I got a little too excited.
It happens to the best of us. It happens.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us.
Yeah, we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.